This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Let's go to Israel. Ilana Rachel Daniel joins us. And there's a great post, and she's got many of them, reports on CHD.TV, Children's Health Defense.TV, the Jerusalem Report, it's called, with Ilana Rachel Daniel. And she's been talking about the future of healthcare is here, and it's digital. The question is, will you be required to participate in it? If you're in Israel, is that true? Do you have an escape clause, Ilana Rachel? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. Good to be here. No, actually, because what's so interesting about exactly what you're discussing and the whole idea of the future of healthcare being digital is that we're already in that brave new world. And particularly with Israel, actually there's already a system that's been in place for 20 years that has been recording probably 98-99% of all of Israelis' healthcare, actually, former Prime Minister Ehud Barak thought that that might be the reason that Pfizer chose us once again. So actually, in understanding a lot of how Israel works, this sort of Israel goes first. We get first with the jab. So we're also going first here again with this entire digitization, this startup nation.
Yeah, this is the wrong thing about being the chosen people. You don't want to be chosen by Pfizer. Right. You're chosen by God. And I think that, my disappointment, as I said, in the people of Israel of how quickly they've forgotten. And we were told never forget. And yet you said 20 years on, they've been working on this. Digitizing, numbering. Do we have enough in the history there? I've been to the museum, the Holocaust Museum. I've been there in Israel. I've been to many around the world. And I'm like, how do they not see the relationship? And we've had folks on talking about the run-up to what happened in Nazi Germany and how it parallels what we see today, although more technology in more, immediacy of information. That should be a reason we could see it faster. But apparently, of all the places on the planet, Israel.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, that's the question on everybody's mind. And there's sort of answers for it, but also they're not. It's, I think that in this, we're at war, right? I think that many of us understand that. And I think that when you address that, it's addressing it on the physical, but it's also addressing it on the spiritual level. And that's sort of something you have to kind of go back and forth in between. So certainly this is a country that's existed in a state of emergency since its recent inception. So, when the government says time to get it together, that's what they do. That's the reliance on our government is different than many other countries because this is the island that we exist in, but
to your point, Ilana, this is something that many in America don't understand. Living in a war-torn country, a country that was born in a very recent history. My mother was there at the time. She's written a book about it, her journey from Israel to America. It's called A Life of Many Colors, and she describes what was happening. In fact, she was the first woman to walk in the Negev Desert after the war in high heels, apparently. She was an El Al flight attendant in those times and years. So there's quite some history that I have in my family going back. And she also, there's a lot of things I want to talk to you about being there, but I know we want to talk about the artificial intelligence, the AI, the digitization of healthcare, and again, specifically where you are in Israel, how that became the almost the launching ground, the testing ground, the proving ground. I think partly we were enamored with technology and advancements in science and medicine. It's been a wonderful thing on one level, but a very dangerous thing on another, because we begin to worship the mind, worship technology. And I know with my Jewish heritage, we're very mental. You know, we love to argue about stuff and really into the science, but that can overwhelm our spiritual relationship to the divine. And that becomes a vulnerability that I see happening and happen. Now, I'm not saying everybody in Israel fall prey to it, because we've interviewed some folks there that were standing up and saying, hey, there's something wrong about this. And my question to you is, how have you journeyed through this to this point to come to some of the conclusions we're going to discuss with you today?
Well, it's a process. Thankfully, I beat to my own drum for a long time. So I was in the alternative health, the vaccine safety awareness. That was a rabbit hole that kept on giving, you know, when you start digging into pharma, as I see, you're certainly seem to be on the same page. So I was there for, you know, a good 15 years. So when they decided to do this operation, I understood, at least to the best of my ability in 2020, what we were facing with mRNA technology. And I spoke out about it, and I wrote articles about it. And it was a process. And actually, at the time, we even formed, and even politics was the, probably you couldn't find anything that was more distasteful to me, but actually I was joined what we had as a sort of apolitical political party, which was speaking exactly about the lockdowns and the lack of informed consent and exactly what we were facing. I mean, what was the whole point of knowing and spending years learning this if not to apply it right exactly at that moment? So what started off as this battle for this injection, because, you know, it's not a vaccine, mRNA technology doesn't have any of the components of what traditional vaccines really are. But so what started off with that sort of battle for something that was very familiar in informed consent and all of those and self-determination, bodily autonomy, really just kept growing. Because at some point, if you only focus on these injections, you're doing a disservice. This becomes just simply a distraction. Because it's just a picture that keeps getting bigger and more complex. One of the reasons that I recently did these shows that you saw, the program on my own program, which is the Jerusalem Report, as you mentioned, on children's health defense, was because right now, until the 14th, mm-hmm. the WHO is actually convening right now, starting from today, in Tel Aviv to speak exactly about this. What's the news is that for the first time ever in 2020, Israel signed a contract with the WHO to move forward the digitization, because we were already several steps ahead, right? With this 20-year, this is called the OFEC platform, with 20 years of digital health already there. So that's exactly what's happening. That's what they're over there in Tel Aviv working on and talking about right now. And that's what they're investing billions into.
Ilana, Rachel, is anybody, you know, holding signs the Jewish people are being led to the gas chambers again, the slaughter? Is anybody protesting overtly there?
Yes. There's a whole crew over there right now hanging around in the Hilton. If anybody's listening from Israel, you just go down the road. You can pop on the beach right afterwards. And that's exactly what, because, of course, the whole idea of recognizing that the Holocaust and these comparisons were so unique. This was the whole point of holding it as this never again. This is the time to recognize history. But of course we haven't, because of course even the whole idea of Tower of Babel, well, we're doing this again. We're just doing it with all of us now. So we're not really good at learning from history. So we're still not good at it. But the hope, the underlying hope, when you have a really truly dystopian, well, we're already there. We kind of got past the commercials. We're kind of like already a foot, maybe the second toe in. Is that ultimately this includes us all? So it's got to end up good, you know? Because
Ilana, we're seeing this around the world. You know, we talk with people from Australia, New Zealand, England, Canada, various Western European nations, and just the acceleration is seemingly faster, as you said, in Israel. Have you been in Israel your whole life? Did you come to America, live in America? Did you emigrate? I mean, tell me a little bit about that backstory, too.
Yeah, I'm American also. I was grew up just outside D.C. on the Virginia side, and I studied anthropology. So, you know, lucky for me, I kind of had this kind of bigger picture. Actually, the question that I was always asking was, what can you say about all of humans? That was really what was interesting to me, because when you start to learn and there's a million different ways to eat and to connect and to do all of these cultural sort of components. And I wanted to know, so what can we say about all of us? And actually, what's so extraordinary is really at the beginning of lockdowns, when you're alone and isolated, you start to learn how deeply we need each other. And you start to answer some of those questions. And the truth is when some of the work that I did started going out, because, you know, everything was all, you know, the vaccine is fantastic. Everything is wonderful. It couldn't be better. And actually, a voice clip I sent to an activist in Europe magically kind of went viral. And it was the first time that the world heard maybe things weren't as rosy as we thought. And that actually, the feedback that I got back showed a connection that people from here to Sri Lanka, I mean, it was incredible. People are really, we're coming to the same conclusions, and you really saw an other level potential of us really getting.
Can we break the cycle? It's been going on so long. It's, you know, we talk about thousands of years, perhaps millennia before recorded history. It's been a struggle, you know, mankind's struggle to, I believe it's a spiritual struggle ultimately, to reconnect with the divine versus man's struggle and his arrogance to control creation, to pretend to be God, you know, to let the ego run amok. And I see that in modern medicine and in technology. The lack of the spiritual consciousness has created a devastating and deadly reality where, you know, as I opened the show with the story today, also from Children's Health Defense, about something I've been covering for all 23 years I've been on the air and longer as a homeopath, that modern medicine's MO, modus operandi, is to throw toxic, dangerous products on the market, get the government to endorse them, approve them, even mandate them. And then if they injure or kill, you know, if you can be absolved of all liability, that's even better, which they learned to do with the vaccines. But if not, hey, we'll throw a few million here, a few million there, shore up the budgets of the regulators. They'll be happy and we won't get in trouble in reality and we'll make billions. So what's a few million among friends? And that is something that has been going on for so long, yet so few people even today realize it. And they actually believe, even though they should know better. And in many cases, they do. When Big Pharma comes in like the, you know, the shiny white horse to rescue you with their syringes filled with who knows what, you go, oh, yes, please, thank you. And you roll up your sleeve. And the majority did, even in America, 70% apparently. I don't know if it was 80 or 90%. You tell me what you know in Israel as far as compliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You can't believe anything, and that applies. They claim sure. That, again, you got it. This country is about yay big, yeah. And there's 9 million of us, and they claim 18 million doses were given. It's debatable, right? We certainly saw absolutely in the first couple months, that was when everyone went running, and literally running. There was horrifying videos to really watch what that was happening. People dancing around. It was so crazy. It was really golden calf, you know, everybody kind of dancing around the shipment of vaccines that had arrived. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the truth is the story is really combined also with this green pass, this medical apartheid. It really, you're talking about a nation that's really kind of had to work together in to get on, and the division, it's still, you're talking about a rot from within that we still have not recovered from. And what's coming out, I don't know if you happen to have seen, but recently, of course, there was a tremendous leak from the Ministry of Health internal Zoom meeting that it's a bit of a longer story, but there was no, we already know, those people who have known about vaccine safety knows that already the VAERS system is maybe 1%, 10% at best actually used. And this is supposedly the best sort of standard we have. Now, Israel didn't even have any reporting system for the entire first year of injections. That, let that sink in. Pfizer didn't have it. The Ministry of Health didn't have it. There was no side effect reporting system for the whole first year. There's a lot of details, but to sort of keep it short, basically at some point, voila, they had the idea to actually do a check, which ended up being just one of our four HMOs. And so you had maybe about 15%. And of course, even with that 15% of data that they came up with, it was explosive. It showed category after category that wasn't anywhere in the Pfizer leaflets or came out during their own clinical trials. And what was happening in these leaked videos, and I encourage everybody to go, and you can find that in a lot of places right now, what's being discussed. I spoke about it also with Dr. Yaffa Shiraz, who was the first to break this news. And they knew it. Actually, you had the man who headed this study telling the Ministry of Health, you're going to want to, speaking about liability, you're going to want to think about how you let the public know about this, because you're facing incredible lawsuit as a result of the damage that's been done.
Yeah. This, you know, I'm not picking on the state of Israel. This is the feature. You're there, and it is a party central in a sense to what is a microcosm of a macrocosm of the attempts to do this and duplicate it everywhere. But the testing ground, the proving ground, just like we've said, you know, in America, a lot of times, if California does it, you'll see it roll to the rest of the country. And that's a very sad thing, because in terms of energy production and things, they've mandated the use of apparently electric cars by the year 2035. And a bunch of states had signed on. If they ever did that, they have to do it, too, which is just stupid, especially since they don't have a grid to support electric cars. But that's a sidestep, but just also is illustrative of our lack of intelligence and forethought when we go to even things that sound good on paper, and then we don't listen to dissent within the scientific intelligence that exists, whether it's official or unofficial, to say, all right, what are the repercussions of decisions that we're making? What are the repercussions of mandating mRNA injections and digitizing services of all kinds via, you know, healthcare delivery systems? What happens if, as you point out, maybe 1% of all vaccine adverse event reporting is actually reported, 1%, maybe 1%. And we realize that the devastation and the dying that has happened is superseding the 2020 year when they said we had the big pandemic. Now, only after all the vaccines or so-called vaccines and boosters are out. And there are many people sounding the alarm. But as you know, in the mainstream press, the legacy media, they're being shouted down, they're being suppressed, they're being called names or somehow deplatformed and censored. And that censorship is now the main tool by which they maintain a stranglehold on the consciousness of those who have not yet considered the things we're discussing here. Is that also happening in the Israeli press, censorship? They're not covering the dissent that exists within Israel.
Well, I would say it's even more extreme here, because, you know, this is the only country you get your news in Hebrew. And actually, the truth of that is most Israelis from American TV do speak a high level of English, but this is where it comes in. So when they block it, it's completely blocked. I could give you so many examples, but the truth is this, my own personal story of how I'm sitting here with you today is exactly because when I was part of that political party, the Ministry of Health came after the head of the party's medical license. And what happened was all the news said, hey, you know, let's interview you. And then by 11 at night, they just ghosted him.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update.
We would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
On Capitol Hill, the House passing a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk.
I'm devastated. devastated that this could happen.
Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state but still several miles away, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
But we want to keep everybody safe. It's the most important thing.
Opening statements scheduled for Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan. A jury of 12 and 6 alternates sworn in to serve. Trump telling reporters, this is a giant witch hunt. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
No, everything. And I realized that they were going to block out all the information. And that's why I realized, wait a second, you know, I'm not from here. Also, I can circumvent that. And that's exactly what happened. And to this day, also with this leak, that this recent leak, I have been censored. It's so unbelievably frustrating for the past 2 years. But with this, it's absolute solid wall. And it's amazing to see people think even still Telegram is safe, you know, and there's no place that they don't have reach. It's absolutely extreme as far as the censorship go, specifically around a topic they don't want out. Yeah.
So one of the things we've seen strategically during the scamdemic is, how do we divide people? How do we keep them isolated? How do we keep them away from one another? You talk about that from an anthropological perspective as well. And in that way, you're controllable, you're malleable, because the only message you're getting is from a centralized, you know, big giant head that tells you to be afraid, be very afraid. And then when you start coming together, you realize there are people around you that are not afraid, but they didn't know they were all alone. They thought they were the only one. Now they know they're not alone. And so how about that connection on a human level in Israel? Are people coming together, talking to one another, and seeing through all of the censorship and such, and maybe building momentum for a correction here? Or is it just going to be an underground movement that just has to hide from the government and the media because of the threats and assaults on those people going forward?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Obviously, there's been improvement. Certainly, as they went ahead, even this information that I was telling you about, this explosive sort of leakage, you understand that this came out, I think it was in June. That was before not only they authorized the booster for the 5 to 11-year-olds, then they went on to go ahead and authorize from the six-month-old babies. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, it was a complete failure. I think they had some 376 people apply for a, you know, set an appointment to go and take those injections for their babies. And, you know, God willing, they didn't make it there. But so certainly at some point, some sense of, I don't know, logic or whatever you want to call it, sense and reason, you know, came back to people. And certainly so people are much more willing because you can only do this for so long. And so, yes, there is more and more, the conversation is easier to have, whereas the divides were massive. Mm-hmm. People aren't so scared. You know, I mean, it was full on with the masks. You know, we were one of the few countries to have indoor masks, also outdoor mask mandates, actually. You know, we had 100-meter tethered to our houses in the first lockdown. So it went from extreme of extreme into sort of a trickle down. And the truth is that went from Netanyahu being PM to Bennett, who was kind of did the incitement thing.
Yeah, it didn't really matter whether they were from considered the right or the left politically. They all played along, didn't they?
Everyone. Well, that was exactly the whole point of this party, was no one was talking about the elephant in the room, left or right or this. And even in this election right now, because we're going for the fifth election in 3 years in November, number five. Okay. And no one's still talking about it. There's a whole party who's got all, you know, it's about women's rights, where we were the first country to inject pregnant women. You have to understand, Pfizer hadn't even done clinical trials, mm-hmm. Yeah. when we were injecting pregnant women here.
I know. Yeah.
So where were the rights then? Yeah.
Exactly. It's funny and not funny at the same time. But again, there are great people around the planet and here in America trying to wake folks up to the best of our ability by teaching history. One of those groups is the 10th Amendment Center here in the United States. My good buddy, Michael Bolden. I was just tweeting out about the show, and I happened to see right in my feed from the 10th Amendment Center. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but it said, "Never forget," was the message. And here's the image. Super Don put it up there from Samuel Adams. "Let us remember that if we suffer tamely a lawless attack upon our liberty, we encourage it and involve others in our doom." I mean, this is prescient in Israel. It's prescient in America, anywhere and everywhere. If we suffer tamely a lawless attack upon our liberty, if we go quietly into the night, as the Jews unfortunately did in the Holocaust, they were disarmed. The people thought, oh, it's not that bad. It's not really happening before our eyes. And yet we are seeing it. We are being warned. Vera Sharab, a Holocaust survivor, spoke in Germany at the Nuremberg anniversary, 75th anniversary of the Nuremberg trials, and said, hey, this is the pattern. This is the road we're going down. And too many of us are suffering tamely these lawless attacks upon our liberty, as Samuel Adams said. So shout out to the 10th Amendment Center and Michael Bolden for putting great, great little insights in. And these are like memes from history before there were memes, actual quotes that could go, you know what? There's a lot of solid foundations for those statements, and we should like put them upon our hearts and put them to work right now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think the entire point is, Well, this is, you know, like people said, this is the great awakening. This is we outsourced our responsibility. It was always going to go sour. And that's what's happened. And the truth of the matter is whether you have a platform to speak from or you're just resisting the mass mandate, every single person has a part. And this is about taking responsibility for the world that we live in, because clearly we don't have any leaders to do that for us. You know, I mean, that's really the point, isn't it?
Well, yeah, if we're looking for leaders or political saviors, we are looking outside of ourselves. And, you know, you're the soul you've been looking for. You are it. I am it. And that combination that turns into a we is, you know, I don't mean it in a collective sense, but it's a group of what? Individuals deciding that this is how we want to live our lives. And we're not trying to harm others. We're trying to protect ourselves and others from being harmed. But fundamentally, even if we disagree about a lot of things, freedom of choice, the freedom to choose, I think that's a fundamental place where we used to have an agreement for most people to come together and go, hmm, you know what? It's in our best interest to at least respect each other's freedom to choose and to not use the power and force of government to force others to do what I want them to do or to not have the choices they want to make in their lives.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty short-sighted to not imagine that going, you know, that just stretching to something. Eventually, they're going to find something that you don't want to do and it's going to be mandated. I mean, it's extraordinary that everybody kind of lost their minds. I mean, they kind of did. It's been shocking, you know, but at the same time, you also find people who are so thinking exactly what you're thinking, you know, 10,000 miles away. So it's this constant back and forth between the light and the dark, because this is, you said earlier, and I think that's really important to understand, is that where they, whatever your favorite pet name for them is, you know, the powers that be, yeah, you know, they attack all sources of regeneration, fertility, food, plants. This is anywhere. It's exactly what you said. I couldn't agree more. It's a war on God. They are trying to dethrone God. They want the code of life. And that is where the battle is taking place. And I've said, you know, and I think it's really crucial to understand, because people say, well, if you want to know who's behind it, you follow the money. Okay, certainly. But I say, if you want to know where this agenda is going, you follow the children. Mm-hmm. You know, this we may be playing out the battle with them right now, but the metaverse, this food-like product that is a slow poison, all of this, all of that, you know, all of the crazy stuff that's happening with the sexualization of children, all of this stuff that we're seeing, this is intended for them, mm-hmm, you know, and that's exactly, this is a, we're really pushed to the wall to define what's really important. What is, like I said, this question that I asked, what are humans? What makes us, what do we all share? We're finding those answers. I mean, mm-hmm, it's not anything less than that.
When we say it's a war on God or war on creation, how does that manifest scientifically? Well, how about injections to alter your own deoxyribonucleic acid and protein synthesis, DNA, essentially reprogram that which was created by a creator, not man, but God. And at that point, you say, how are people of faith from all backgrounds, races, religions, and beliefs falling for that one? And this is where I say they begin to worship a false God. And I call out my fellow Jewish brethren from my history to say, you guys have gone off the rails here. The mind is not to worship. It's a tool. It's a wonderful tool. And great, argue all you want. It's fun, sure. But if you worship that mind and you worship doctors and scientists who are altering your very genetic code through synthesizing it through the arrogance of man, I don't think it's a very easy argument to refute, even though I know some would try, that this is a war on your very spiritual essence.
Yeah, I mean, 100%, because we've got no islands left. There's no more protection. You know, it's like that. I always think of that scene in Alice in Wonderland. You know, she's walking, she's alone on the path, and that dog comes and sweeps, and she's got nothing left but that square. That square is God. There is nothing left. And that's where, I mean, that's the ultimate answer. I mean, we still have to go through the motions. We still have to go through this zombie apocalypse, you know, whatever you want to call it, to get the other side. We know that God wins. We know that wherever they're corralling us into is not, we're not going to get fully there, but we really need to engage with it, because let it get too much darker.
Now, let me ask you questions also on the ground in Israel. Going back to my mom's history, you know, as a young girl in what was then Palestine before independence and the war and all of that, she said, yeah, we hung out in the shuk, in the markets, at the coffee shops with Jews and Christians and Arabs, and we would drink coffee together, we would trade together, and we would laugh together, tell stories together. And it wasn't until the globalists came in and mucked it all up, told us we must hate and kill one another, that the question is, are we coming around to a full circle scenario where there are people from all faiths and backgrounds, even in Israel, saying, what's going on right now? It's going to harm all of us. Or are the Arabs looking at this and going, hey, the Jews are killing themselves. Let's just let them do it because they're seeing through it and they're not getting the jabs. Even though I've heard people that are all pro-Palestinian, pro-Arab saying, how dare the Israeli government not give the shots to the Arabs? And I'm thinking the Arabs and Palestinians will be like, leave us out of this, right? Yeah. We're watching them. And I ask it in all sincerity, what is happening on the ground, if anything, that you could share about that?
Well, you know, that is, of course, the ultimate hope is that we will find the whole, what we're discussing is about finally pulling back the curtain and understanding divide and conquer. There's nothing, none of this is new, right? This is us realizing, wait a second, all of this is manufactured. We saw the pivot from COVID to Ukraine. And it, you know, this is the wool from our eyes. So it's quite obvious, I think, to many of us, understanding that how much of the, you know, hatred has been manufactured. It is true that in general, a lot of the Palestinian community did not have, also like a lot of the ultra-Orthodox, although it would depend on exactly the placement, didn't have a lot of jab, didn't have a lot of uptake for that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
With all of your heart and soul and mind, that you will resist to the end and that they will not succeed. Let them know there's a price, there's a cost, because if they believe that there is none, that they are removed from their any liability, like we talked about Big Pharma, they will be willing to do great evil, even if at one time in their life they were perfectly nice people. They've lost their ability to govern the behavior that would keep us within the realm of good, if you will, or supporting life, or even being loving to plants, animals, humans, all of it. And that is, we become devoid of that when we become more machine-like in that way.
Yeah. Well, I think also it's really, well, the us and them is not, you know, all those binaries that they tell us. It's kind of us and the governments. And I think what's really crucial, because I definitely spend a lot of time criticizing, it's okay to criticize the Israeli government. I do it every day. It's okay to criticize the Australian government, the Austrian government, and the American government. What becomes a problem is this whole sort of lump sum. And that's sort of when you come to Jewish faith, people kind of mix up Jews and Israelis, and there's a difference. You know, we are as subject to the atrocities of our government in some ways, very, very uniquely in our own way. And I think it's crucial always to this is the opportunity. You know, I'm ready to roast marshmallows. It's true. You know, let's kumbaya. You know, let's get it all together. But the truth is it is complex. But I think that if we just recognizes the truth is it's about a new choreography. You know, it's about staying in the conversation. If you stay in the conversation, eventually you'll get there. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's ultimately kind of the answer. We're not going to just figure it all out tomorrow, but we do have opportunity. We have opportunities that we have never had. And that's because we have to build something different. We've got to, it's just, even when you talk about Israel and Palestine, these type of things, you really need a completely new language than what they've been given. They have handed us the language for all of it, and it all needs to go.
Yeah, to your point, by dismissing anybody who criticizes the government of Israel as an anti-Semite or a Jew hater, right? That's not reality. Certainly, there may be people like that, but that's the point. Is it makes the conversation impossible. And that is way those that like to own and control us like it, because if there's no conversation, there's no movement forward in recognizing patterns that have emerged throughout history that are present today. Maybe we could break the cycle if we could just talk about it without shutting each other down. I appreciate, again, you right there in Israel talking about this And I guess is the best way for people to stay plugged in through chd.tv to keep your Jerusalem reports going, to see what's going on there?
Yeah, and I have a Telegram channel. If you can find it, they helpfully remove subscribers regularly, but it's called The Common Denominator with Alana Rachel Daniel. It's actually in the vein of what I described, which is looking for what is the common denominator for us all. Yeah.
Wonderful. And we have it, again, linked up at childrenshealthdefense.org, but in the notes today, robertscottbell.com. And the archives will go out as podcasts for the many of you listening much later. I think you'll find this conversation very worthwhile to have, not only by listening to it, by taking some of the things you've heard today and talking about it with others and coming together and having these discussions. And Alana, Rachel, I appreciate all that you're doing there, and I'm glad we could connect. And I know it's very late there. What time is it right now there?
It's almost 11. I'm about to turn into a pumpkin. So yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that's partly why I couldn't find words and slurred speech, because I was up way too late last night flying back from the service out in Florida. So I'm glad you could stay up with us late tonight. And another good resource there is what some refer to as the Holy Land. But again, even as we refer to it in that way, the same problems of humanity exist there as do everywhere else. They're often magnified there, of course. But I appreciate you sharing and being willing to speak up. And if there are any other updates you want to do on this show, or have some other people we should interview that have insights into this, I'm keenly interested as follower of that region. I have family there as well. But just how it impacts the entire world, it's important to us here.
Yeah. There's a lot of good people I can send your way. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Alana, Rachel, Daniel, thank you. And thank you to your husband for keeping the lights on there today as well, so you could be on the show with us. And feel free to share the show with all your friends that have been censored out of knowing what we're doing here. Maybe it'll sneak back in and we won't be banned in Israel.
Good luck. And you're welcome to come back and visit. The falafel's still good. So.
Now you're making me hungry. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Alana, Rachel, thank you for being here today. I appreciate that very much. And again, insight. Yeah, we got it, coming from all over the world. And it's lovely to see people who are bright lights wherever they are. And in this particular case, you have access to her show on chd.tv, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.